The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Just the tonic our people need at this moment. Some old-fashioned, down-to-goodness hero.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Apparently, it was not as big a surprise as we had hoped for.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
The information is not complete.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
You're the leader.
The Omega.
Just keep it up, old buddy. You're going to get us into real trouble.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Everybody listen to me. I want everybody to move quickly and orderly towards the exits. That is an order.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
By your command.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
This is the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
Hey, this is the Rated R superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
WTR Sunday Night.
See that the humans remain entertained until the end. Then they will be yours.
The Wookiees say he's pretty fly for a Jedi.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard waiting for that day in May. Our subject thinks he's cool because he'll be first in line that day.
Well, now the intro explains why Tim sounded like a Cylon. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's going to be an interesting night because apparently we're ripping something from CB Radio.
No, yes and no. We ripped it from you guys, but you're now ripping it back because
you did a take on it, but we're just going to do what you do.
Yes, because content.
Because content. Because
it's my idea, and I'm going to continue the content. Anywhere I can throw it these days, because we need content.
Content, content. It's all the internet. We need content.
Because what else
more,
do we got?
More.
Anyway.
Anyway, so I've been in one of these. It takes a while. We better get to it. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have Sir Rockin'.
Hey, we're here. We're doing a thing. It's called WTR Sunday. It's all-time greatest. Enjoy, chat. We need your interaction because we're going to take your picks, count them with our picks, and then we'll decide a winner. Yay. Mm-hmm.
Yay. We also have with us, joining us as a special guest tonight, we have Calgary indie wrestler, Keishi. What the hell is... Tim, for the love of God, what you did before was workable. Stop changing it.
Oh, was it you when I became unmuted?
This time it was our guest.
It was our guest, one and only Keishi Matsunaga.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I'm going to say hi, and then I'm going to immediately mute my mic to see if that helps.
Well, you sounded fine there. Skype. And let's see how this goes. This will be interesting. Leading the way, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, I'm certainly hopeful that you can hear me.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Does it sound like I'm still fading out, or is it coming across properly?
It's consistent.
It's more consistent than last time. Hey, I changed microphones.
Bravo.
Thank you very much. I am very proud of myself. What is my cookie? Avante cookie.
Give that man a roll of toilet paper for his efforts.
Okay, Keishi, we're going to have to talk to you about adjusting your audio output, because that's what's going on. Turn your speakers down a little bit. Just saying. Anyway, officially, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night. It's the greater than all-time greatest debate tonight. How's that for a title?
Clunky.
Very clunky. It didn't really roll off the tongue, but, yeah, so it's the, one night only version, encapsulated all-time greatest. Tonight we're going to see, if we can come to a consensus on the greatest WrestleMania performer in WWE history of all times, or as, a certain former superstar would say, of all the times.
So he should just say all time greatest WrestleMania performer. That's the verbiage, not whatever he just said.
Of all the times. There you go. Anyway, yeah. Listen, gang.
I know you reference Santino with like the wrong accent.
Yeah, I know. It, I can't do Santino's accent, so I didn't mention him by name. That's why. I used his words, not his voice. I'm just going to clear this off really, really quickly, kiddos. The world is currently, and we hope to whatever you pray to, temporarily going to hell in a handbasket. We are not going to be dwelling on any of that. There's some news we're going to have to touch on and talk about. But we want to keep things as light and full of levity as we possibly can, because right now, more than ever, we need it. So basically what that means is I'm bad for my bad dad jokes. Nobody has anything for that?
Can I still do bad dad jokes?
You can do all the bad dad jokes you want, KG. Are you going to do one now?
No, I don't have one off the top of
my
head.
What the hell are you setting me up for? Jeez, it's just like when we were in Canadian All-Pro. Oh, my God.
I don't set you up for anything, Tim. I set you up to fail.
You did, and you did that at the Legion number one the last time we were all there together. You set me up to fail.
It's what I'm best at.
Well, okay, I can't blame you for what happened, but I don't even know what I'm talking about. What the hell happened?
Okay, so we're going to steer the ship back where it needs to go. We're doing the all-time greatest WrestleMania performer. You can go to WrestleTalkRadio.com to pull up the bracket and follow along. We're going to read off the pick, the matchups on air. You guys in chat will count your votes. We'll accumulate it all together. Most votes moves it on. In case of a tie, we have a coin in the chat. We'll hit it and go from there. Sound good to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Way this usually works is there's not a lot of discussion. We can have a little bit of discussion on each pairing because there's a lot of them. But we make a pick. If you have something in common to sway the vote, say it. Not, we'll go from there.
Yeah, say it, don't spray it.
So with that, I'm going to hit the intro.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
So, for starters, we picked the 64 names, we put them in a randomizer, and here we go. So our first matchup for all-time greatest WrestleMania performer, Becky Lynch versus The Miz, Omega.
Well, they both headlined one WrestleMania, and only one really felt like they earned it, so Becky Lynch.
Keshi.
Yeah, let's go Becky Lynch. Why not? She's definitely, I was more excited to see her matches than all of Miz's matches combined.
I mean, that says something about his battles. All right, Tim?
Who did I take on the challenge?
I don't know.
Neither do I. I'm trying to get there, but it won't call up. And I can't see who I chose because it won't show me. Because I think initially I picked The Miz because he beat John Cena, and we all hated John Cena back then at that time. But I don't know. What these guys said, I'm kind of thinking, you know, maybe I just got swayed.
Don't worry, Tim. I also initially picked The Miz because of his giant inflatable awesome. So
I don't know that I wanted to hear that, Casey.
is that a euphemism?
I picked The Miz.
So are you going to continue to stay with The Miz, Tim?
Well, if I stay with The Miz, I'm going to lose. But that's what my bracket said, The Miz. So am I supposed to stick with my bracket or can I change it?
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
Tim. All right.
All right. Becky Lynch.
We have 64 names to get through.
All right. I'll cut that out. It's Becky. I'm changing to Becky.
Okay. I went with The Miz, just for record. Chat consensus was Becky Lynch. All right. Next one. Cody Rhodes versus Kane. Omega.
Can we talk about Cody Rhodes on WrestleMania?
We can.
I don't want to. Kane.
Keshi.
Kane.
Tim.
Can you, hey, Keshi, can you do me a favor and correct, Rock, that it's not Keshi? Cause you sound like some kind of new age organic breakfast cereal when he says that.
Well, it's a white people problem. They say Keshi, but it's actually Keshi.
Thank
like
you.
K and then she as in female, but it's okay. You're not the only one. Everybody does it.
So basically you're saying you're transgender.
Oh, whoa. I'm pretty sure I didn't.
It basically, I tried to go for a super complicated Japanese name. It seems to be working. I'm going to roll with it.
There you go. Basically you're trying to teach everybody how to say your name, and you said she like female. So what, you identify or you're trans? What?
Okay, Kane moved
God,
on.
God, pick a name.
Kane
All
moved
right,
on.
Kane.
I didn't need your pick. Kane moved on. Chris Jericho versus the Big Boss Man. Omega.
Jericho.
God, I thought Saturdays were bad. Keishi, pick.
Jericho, that was not me clapping.
I know. I know. Trust me. I know.
Trust me, he knows.
Okay. We got Boss Man in chat. We got Jericho in chat. Got another Jericho in chat. Tim, who you got?
The big bad Chris Jericho.
Okay, Chris Jericho moves on. All right. Now this is one. Ronda Rousey versus The Undertaker.
Do we even have to?
Alright, Ronda Rousey moves right along.
Fuck you. Alright, Omega, your pick.
Undertaker. Jesus.
Keishi.
Taker.
Rock.
Taker.
Okay, Rock picks his Ronda Rousey. I pick The Undertaker. Undertaker moves on.
Sheamus versus the Dudley Boys. Omega.
Jesus.
No, because they didn't have a match that only went like 8 seconds. The Dudleys.
Keishi.
Dudley Boys.
Tim.
It's the boys.
But no love for Sheamus whatsoever. I'm going with Sheamus.
He changed his hairstyle. Forget him.
That has nothing to do with him being a WrestleMania performer. He still
it had everything to do with us not picking him.
What did the Dudleys ever do?
I lied.
What did the Dudleys ever do at WrestleMania? Did they really ever win big matches? No.
They got the tables.
Okay.
It's called TLC.
But did they win TLC? No,
doesn't
they
matter.
Didn't.
They're in TLC. We're going with performers, not victories.
So there you go. I was going Sheamus. He was a better performer. Everyone else is wrong. But Dudley's moved on.
He's just like red hair and, no, you're wrong. Everybody else is right.
Okay, now this one, I have a feeling it's going to be a landslide, but it shouldn't. We'll see how it goes. Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan. Omega.
It shouldn't be a landslide, but I have to pick Hulk.
Keishi.
Hogan.
Tim.
I'm prefacing my pick by saying these guys should not have met in the first goddamn round to kick everything off. That being said, it's a landslide.
Except for Ash in the chat, he picked Andre, right? Alright, you only gave me one thing to make sure we're separated. It was The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, Tim. That was your only requirement.
And then after I saw it, I said, those two shouldn't be together.
That was a half hour too late. Alright.
Well, that's your problem.
Dolph Ziggler. Versus CM Punk. Omega.
Punk.
Keishi.
Punk.
Tim.
CM is a punk.
Okay. Chad's going.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there. It really wasn't clever.
You're not clever. I'm clever.
All right. Eddie Guerrero versus Shane McMahon. Omega.
Cause Eddie's fantastic, but Shane's tried to kill himself many times in Mania.
Shane's really like gone all out at WrestleMania. He doesn't hold back.
God, that hurts.
You're picking
that
Shane.
Hurts.
You're picking Shane, aren't you?
I think I am, yeah. God.
Keishi.
Shane, solely based on falling distance.
Tim?
It's the only time of the year I ever care to see Shane in the ring because he points at something and says, I'm jumping off that. And for the longest time, every year it kept getting higher and higher. I love Eddie. I miss Eddie. Eddie was just absolutely fantastic. This is another one that I just hate that they're matched up together in the first round. I'm picking Shane.
All right, there you go. Now we're moving to some round twos, so we can keep it back in order. Becky Lynch versus Kane, Omega.
Purely for longevity, Kane.
Keishi?
Kane for the same reason.
Tim?
It's Kane, baby.
The red monster moves on, apparently. All right, okay. Second round matchup. WrestleMania performer. Undertaker, Chris Jericho, Omega.
God.
Ah! Why does this hurt so much?
I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain, brother. Brother.
I'm sorry, Chris. It's the Undertaker.
Casey.
I chose Chris Jericho.
Tim.
Casey Matsunaga takes drugs. It's the Undertaker. It's true. I saw him with an Advil last time.
One vote. You failed the wellness policy.
That's fine. I'll just put myself in a 14-day quarantine.
Dudley Boys versus Hulk Hogan. Omega.
Hogan.
Casey.
Dudley Boys.
Tim.
Hogan.
Yeah, I'll go Hogan as well. Chad's going in the same direction as well.
There's pain in your voice.
Yep. CM Punk and Shane McMahon, Omega.
Shane.
That was quick. Casey.
Punk.
Tim.
Shane McPunk. Was that confusing?
No, Shane McMahon moves on. Okay.
Get out of my head.
Jericho versus Undertaker. That was a matchup. This is one we've actually seen at WrestleMania. Kane versus The Undertaker, Omega.
No, it's still The Undertaker.
But it's a matchup. Casey?
Yeah. When has Kane beaten Undertaker at Mania?
Well, no one beat Undertaker at Mania until, anyway. Casey?
Taker.
Tim?
Where am I gonna take her?
Complaints at Flames Forums. Hulk Hogan versus Shane McMahon. Oh my god, Hulk Hogan, Shane McMahon.
Shane.
Cause Tim went, huh? Tim.
Hogan!
Casey.
Shane.
That was an actual close one, and Hogan barely moved on as he takes on The Undertaker.
Did that actually happen at WrestleMania?
Survivor Series?
It's not a WrestleMania.
I thought it happened at Mania. Didn't it happen at Mania when Shane came back?
Undertaker and Hogan?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking Taker Shane.
No, Undertaker Hogan. Hogan moved on. So Omega Hogan, Taker.
Taker.
Casey.
Taker.
Tim.
Taker.
Oh my god, it's Taker.
Does Taker hate me?
Alright, so we have one semifinalist in the books, and that's The Undertaker. Back to round one. The Macho Man, Randy Savage versus Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Omega.
Randy Savage.
Casey.
Savage.
Tim.
Ooh, yeah, dig it!
For those tuning in, we're doing the all-time greatest WrestleMania performer, so we're just basing it on WrestleMania performances only. Alright. Yokozuna, the bad guy, Razor Ramon. Omega. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume that includes his loss to Scott Hall to Stone Cold.
Yes.
I'm struggling to remember either one, honestly. Let me just go Yoko.
See, Razor had the one match that everyone remembers. But that's it, really. He really never had another real moment that stood out to people.
Yeah, like I was trying to think of like, what else has he done at Mania?
It doesn't stick out.
He lost to Austin in a really weird, why is Austin facing Scott Hall match?
Casey?
I will go with Razor.
Tim?
I went with the Razor and shaved my face.
Yoko slides by. Okay, this is an interesting pairing.
It's not easy for a sumo wrestler to slide by anything.
I know. This is a matchup. Daniel Bryan versus Beth Phoenix.
Oh my god, the computer generated this too.
Uh-huh. Omega.
Oh, Daniel's gonna go far on WrestleMania 30 alone. Yeah, Bryan.
Casey?
Bryan.
Tim?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Time to move to Canada. It's Bret Hart versus Christian. Tim?
It's Bret Hart.
Is it though?
It is though.
Is it? You sure?
Yes.
Omega.
It was excellent and excellently executed.
Omega.
Bret Hart.
Casey.
Bret Hart.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Alright, yeah. Rey Mysterio versus Jake Roberts. Interesting pairing, Omega.
Mysterio.
Casey.
Mysterio.
Tim.
Well, Jake was another one of those guys that was a mainstay on my TV back in the day, but it's Rey.
Okay.
Okay, Rey moves on. Dean Ambrose, Kurt Angle, Omega.
Well, his standings take a hit after his last one, but I'm still going Kurt.
Casey?
Kurt.
Tim?
I don't suck.
Debatable.
Hey! I heard that.
Because he said it.
And my speakers are turned on.
Good.
At least those work.
Yeah. Charlotte takes on the Big Show, Omega. That's a
match I want to see.
Love the phrasing. Oh god, I might give Charlotte the edge on that one, that really. She's wiry.
Oh my god.
I go longevity again, and I will say the Big Show.
Keishi?
I am also going to pick the Big Show.
Tim?
I was extremely amused right now.
I am, and it's total non sequitur. I'm just picturing Archer at WrestleMania yelling, phrasing to Michael Cole as he says, Charlotte takes on the Big Show. And to me, that would be funny. Yeah, it's a Big Show.
Big Show. Okay. Ric Flair versus Goldust.
Danger Zone.
Omega.
Again,
Flair. WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's WrestleMania. I only know one Goldust match at WrestleMania, and it was a weird pre-taped match. This means not Goldust, by the way.
I know. I was reading, it was Kelly's words in chat. Keishi.
Flair.
Tim.
Rick Hessler. He styles and he profiles.
All right, round two is Randy Savage and Yokozuna. Omega.
Randy.
Keishi.
Savage.
Tim.
Randy is Savage.
Randy Savage moves on. You could have had a Flair versus Flair, but they didn't want it to be that way. Okay. In a scenario, if they were both in different decades, this would have been a great match.
Oh, yes. This is exactly what I thought.
Daniel Bryan versus Bret Hart.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I would say shut up and take my money if that was ever possible in some kind of weird time warp.
Omega.
Bryan.
Keishi.
Bryan.
No, Keishi. Bad Keishi. Bad Keishi.
Just because I live in Calgary does not mean I automatically have to pick the Hearts.
I mean, no, you don't have to automatically pick the Hearts, but you're making the wrong pick still.
This really comes down to two things. It's the Iron Man match versus wrestling two matches in one Mania.
That and his comeback. Tim?
Yeah, no, if it was against pretty much just about anybody else around two, I would have gone Daniel. But just looking at the entire history of the thing, and I go further back than you guys do, just by a couple of years, everything that goes on, it's Bret. Bret was more than just the Iron Man match at Mania.
He also won the title at WrestleMania 10 after losing to his brother.
He lost to Owen, which really put Owen over, and then he beat Yoko as a as a replacement for Lex Luger.
So Tim went Bret. Daniel Bryan moves on.
You're an asshole.
Next, Rey Mysterio.
You're all an asshole.
Rey Mysterio versus Kurt Angle. Oh my god.
Kurt.
Keishi.
Kurt.
Tim?
I didn't screw Bret. You screwed Bret.
Give him a rest.
But I'm picking Kurt.
I think the only thing about Rey Mysterio's WrestleMania performances were his outfits, the superhero outfits. I think that's the only thing memorable about him.
Cannot pick Kurt Mysterio.
Then being on top of the building stage while POD played.
Yeah, I guess.
Was an admonition to somebody in chat, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Big Show versus Ric Flair. Omega.
Thing is, he spent so long in WCW, Rick doesn't have a whole lot of WrestleMania performances.
He does not.
They said Big Show does, but he also doesn't have, like, that moment the way Rick does.
But we've also seen Big Show's ass at WrestleMania.
Oh, well, now you sold me.
But I think we've also seen Rick's at WrestleMania, too, so.
The cat's out of the bag. Both Rock and Omega are ass men.
Bam, bam.
You will never compare me to Billy Gunn ever again. Don't you dare.
Well, vote properly then next time.
Yeah, fuck you, Big Show.
Keishi?
I'm gonna pick Flair on the sumo match alone.
Okay, Tim?
Style and profile.
I think Flair moves on, barely. Next.
Yeah.
We have Randy Savage and Daniel Bryan. Omega.
No, I'm still going Bryan.
Keishi?
This bracket sucks. Picking Daniel Bryan.
Tim?
Bret Hart.
Oh god, you're gonna be at this for 13 years, aren't you?
Maybe longer. But if you're making me pick between Randy and Daniel, it's Randy.
Matt, Bret is not an option. Randy or Bryan, this is the information I need. Don't suck up to Tim.
He's not. He's just being honest and truthful.
Daniel Bryan moves on. Kurt Angle, Ric Flair, Omega.
There's a match I would like to see. Kurt Angle.
Keishi.
Kurt Angle.
Tim.
Ric Flair.
And we got another one in chat for Rick. We have another one for Kurt. Kurt moves on.
I'm sorry. I love you.
Daniel Bryan.
What the hell was that?
Because Rick's gone.
Yeah, so it's Daniel Bryan and Kurt Angle. Omega.
This is just making me wish we got all of these. God. Okay, this is where I... This hurts because you're talking to someone who believes like Daniel's performance at 30 is the best performance anyone's put on at WrestleMania.
It's not.
Shut up. No, no, I'll go Angle. Ah,
KG.
I'll also pick Angle. Everything that he said, I would have said exactly. I just thought I'd save the time and pick Angle.
Tim.
Ric Flair.
Kurt Angle moves on. There was enough votes, your vote really didn't matter. Back to round one. Booker T or Shawn Michaels? Mega.
Shawn.
Shawn.
Tim.
My bracket, I picked Shawn, but I don't want to pick Shawn now because you guys, Shawn Michaels.
Hey, we had one vote for Booker T in the chat. I mean.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
That's an optimist.
Take a break!
AJ Styles, Rob Van Dam. Omega.
Wait, that match probably does exist somewhere.
Maybe.
Look up TNA.
There it is.
Because he was at more, Rob Van Dam.
Was he really, though?
I'm trying to remember.
Because I think they've been at the same amount.
Because RVD got... Because I know RVD also had, like, a win streak at Mania for a while. But he also got relegated to the pre-show once.
Mm.
It was when he was still teaming with Kane, I think. God, it doesn't feel like AJ's had that many, but it's all big... It's big profile things, isn't it?
It is.
God, yeah. You know what? Never mind. I'm putting my fanboyism aside. AJ.
Casey.
AJ.
Tim.
One of a kind.
I appreciate you.
Think we're tied.
Yeah, but you still hate me.
Brent. Need a pick, Brent. Thank you, if he's still listening. Need an intern to make a pick or we're going to go into a coin. So he has 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, wait. Ask. Keen chat.
He says RVD, even there you and go. He went with the coin as well. Rob Van Dam moved on. Interesting one. Up next, Seth Rollins, Ricky Steamboat. Yeah. Mega.
Seth.
Casey.
Steamboat.
Tim.
I must say Steamboat.
Seth Rollins moved on.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this next matchup.
Cashed in and sold it.
Right from out of Roman Reigns.
Don't mention his name.
The Hardy Boys versus Chris Redacted.
Chris Redacted, that's good.
Omega.
I don't remember him. Hardy Boys.
Casey.
Hardy Boys.
Tim.
I picked Redacted.
Okay.
You're a terrible person.
Matt agreed with him.
You're terrible people.
No. Remember, this is based on WrestleMania only.
Yeah, and you guys put the Dudley Boys over for the same match the Hardy Boys won.
They've also had more WrestleMania performances. Last time they came back, they won the belts the first time out of Mania.
Just as a sponsorship message, tonight's program is produced by Benicio Del Toro. What?
Bam Bam Bigelow versus Lex Luger. Hardy's moved on anyway. Omega.
Luger because he didn't lose to a guy named Fridge.
Bam Bam didn't lose to Fridge.
Oh god, what am I thinking of?
Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor. God, what the?
Casey.
Bam Bam.
Tim.
Bam Bam because he could, wrestle, whereas Lex Luger can't wrestle for shit. Also, because of that tattoo.
So it makes him a good WrestleMania performer. Flame tattoo on head.
Luger moved on. New Day versus Sasha Banks. Omega.
New Day.
Casey.
New Day.
Tim.
Joe Newen Dekikian.
Okay, you're really just trying to make this CB radio.
What was that again?
New Day.
That was making it CB radio. Alright, this one. Ultimate Warrior Vince McMahon.
Oh god damn.
Omega.
The guy who would blow up on his way to the ring.
That match happened backstage at WrestleMania. Vince.
Keishi?
Vince.
Tim?
You're fired.
Moves on.
No chance, son. That's what you got.
It was chat all went warrior. Roddy Piper, Sergeant Slaughter. Micah.
Piper.
Casey.
Piper.
Tim.
Roderick Toombs.
We just need movie references from Tim because he's doing real names now. Bailey.
Wait a minute. I already did the movie reference.
All right, time to go
Guillermo
to bed.
Guillermo del Toro.
Time to go to bed. Anyway, back to round two. Shawn Michaels, Rob Van Dam. Omega.
If I saw that WrestleMania, I wouldn't be alive today. Shawn Michaels.
Casey.
Shawn Michaels.
Tim.
Yeah, HBK. Hungry for Burger King.
Seth Rollins and the Hardy Boys.
How does your brain work?
I'm thinking about food. I'm hungry for Burger King.
He lives in the man kitchen. Seth Rollins versus Hardy Boys, Omega.
Hardy Boys.
Casey.
Hardy Boys.
Tim.
Are you saying Seth versus Hardy?
Hardys.
Yeah, boy. It's Seth.
But somehow the Hardy Boys moved on.
That's impossible.
Lex Luger versus the New Day, Omega.
New Day.
There was like 3-1. You cheated.
Casey.
New Day.
Tim.
Who are they up against?
Luger.
Oh, I didn't pick either one of them except for New Day, so I'm picking New Day.
New Day moved on.
I didn't pick either one of them except New Day.
Yeah. It's exactly the same, only different.
Vince McMahon, Roddy Piper, Omega.
Vince.
Casey.
Piper.
Oh, Casey. Typical worker, always against the boss.
Well, yeah.
No wonder I always booked you in the preliminaries.
Tim? That's why everybody books me in the preliminaries.
Tim?
Yeah, you're still fired.
Shawn Michaels, Hardy Boys.
Oh, yes, please.
Mega.
Shawn.
Casey.
Shawn.
Rock.
Tim?
No. Rock.
Shawn.
Yeah, Hardy Boys. I'm kidding! Oh, my God.
I just wrote down Shawn and moved it on. New Day versus Vince McMahon.
You know, this almost sounds like an episode of CB Radio.
Need more coughing and need more. What was that again? Who were they fighting? Then at CB Radio.
Yeah, nobody here on this program smokes dope and is named, what's his name?
Vince McMahon, New Day, man. Yeah. New Day.
Can I hear that match again without someone talking over everything?
New Day, Vince McMahon, please.
Vince McMahon.
Casey.
New Day.
Tim.
Yeah, Vinnie Mac.
Ooh. This is a WrestleMania matchup. Shawn Michaels, Vince McMahon.
Hey, we've seen this.
We have, Omega.
Hickenbottom.
Casey.
Shawn.
Tim.
The resurrection of Gavin McLeod.
Final first round matchups.
That's not the name of the movie.
Bailey versus Rick Rude. Yep. Omega. It's a matchup.
It is a matchup. Just weird. She might have been dead by the time she was born.
What year was she born?
She was born. Yes. She was alive.
Okay. Rick Rude.
Just doing the math. Casey.
Can I just pick Rick Rude's tights?
Sure. Tim.
Every Rick single pair he ever owned.
No, only the ones that he wore at WrestleMania.
Well, that's sort of what I meant by implication.
Rick Rude moved on. Steve Austin, Ted DiBiase.
Well, you know, I was just going to pick his curly hair.
Cool, you can pick it next round.
And mustache.
Steve Austin, Ted DiBiase. Oh, my God.
Austin.
Casey.
Austin.
Tim.
I was looking at this matchup and thinking, you know, both of them in their prime, this might have been an interesting matchup, but Austin wins.
Mick Foley, Randy Orton, Omega.
Damn it.
WrestleMania. Remember, it's WrestleMania. And there was a big storyline where Mick Foley never had his Mania moment.
I know.
Don't you love how he states the obvious for you?
Yeah, I do. Orton.
Casey.
Orton.
Tim.
Yeah, you know, his willingness to sacrifice his body, similar to other people we could mention but won't, and his ability to do it without dislocating his shoulder by punching the mat automatically gives it to Mick Foley.
But Randy moved on.
Which is bullshit.
Demolition versus John Cena. Omega.
Cena.
Casey.
Cena.
Tim.
Yeah. You can't see me.
Whoa. Really? Okay.
They're only picking them because they think Cena sucks.
Apparently. John Cena moved on, but that was surprising. Trish Stratus, Edge.
Oh, God. Two Torontonians.
Omega.
I hate this.
Edge. Yes, you do.
Casey.
I'm also gonna pick Edge.
Tim.
It's Edge.
No love for Trish. Edge sweeps it away.
Oh no, 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 no. There's lots of love for Trish. Some of it might not be completely appropriate for PG-13 viewers.
It's in my pants.
Uh-huh.
Now we got some interesting first round matches. Triple H.
I can't believe I just heard Omega say that. Hang on.
Triple H versus Brock Lesnar. Omega.
Triple H.
Casey.
Triple H.
Tim.
Paul Levesque.
So if
Call back to a few years ago.
So if Brock was against anyone else, he probably would have won, right?
Depending on who the anyone else was.
Debatable. But, debatable. If he's against someone else who does more than two moves.
Three.
Roman Reigns versus The Rock.
I mean, they'd like to do that.
They would.
Oh my God. The Rock.
Cousin versus cousin.
Casey.
Rock.
It could happen.
Tim.
Rock. End roll. Hey, look, Rampage is on.
Imagine if it was Brock versus Roman, who would you have picked?
Oh. Oh.
I would have had to call no contest, or I would have been like, next.
I have an aneurysm thinking about it.
Alright, King Kong Bundy versus JBL in our final first round matchup. Omega?
Bradshaw. Which I specifically state because I'm not counting his JBL run.
Casey?
JBL.
Tim?
I'm going to pick J-Bubble.
JBL, inches by.
Moves on.
Inches by. Rick Rude, Steve Austin.
Austin.
Tim. Austin.
Tim?
Austin!
Tomorrow's 316 day, and he's going to be on Raw. John Cena versus Randy Orton. Omega.
The match we got sick of.
But I don't think it was ever at WrestleMania. I think they were in one triple threat. That's about it.
They just had a billion matches on every other pay-per-view. Cena.
Casey.
Cena.
Tim.
Well, this is totally, totally wrong, and the wrong people are in this one, but yeah, C-note.
John Cena moves on. Triple H versus Edge.
No cheating.
Omega.
Triple H.
Casey.
Damn it.
Triple H.
Tim.
He's gonna move on, so I'm just gonna say Edge. Just to show him some, you know, appreciation.
Chat, some people in chat voted for Edge, but, you know.
Two people in chat vote for Edge. So, what is that, three Edges?
Yep. And he lost. JBL versus The Rock. Oh my God.
The Rock.
Casey.
The Rock.
Tim.
Die, Rocky, die.
The Rock.
So it's at a vote for or against.
Yeah, that's kind of, somewhat ambiguous, isn't it?
Kinda.
You want me to, like, actually say that Dwayne Johnson?
No, cause everyone else voted The Rock, doesn't matter. Okay, these next two wow.
Steve, what do you got?
Steve Austin versus John Cena.
Oh,
really?
This bracket is really heavy.
Well, it's the last one. Oh my God.
Austin.
Casey.
Austin.
Tim.
By everybody else's logic on this program, based on other picks they made, it should have been Cena, but Austin.
Stone Cold moves on.
Quit drinking.
Triple H versus The Rock.
What are you drinking?
Water.
That's boring.
The Rock.
Casey.
The Rock.
Tim.
Only because that you ruined it, Rock. You completely destroyed any chances of me picking trips. You really have. You and your bowel movement, so it's The Rock.
Wow, this is a matchup we've never ever seen before. Steve Austin versus The Rock. At WrestleMania.
We've never seen it at Mania at all.
I know.
I can't believe it.
I'm shocked. Oh my God.
Considering it's as a performer, and we've seen him perform more often at Mania, The Rock.
Casey?
I'm gonna go with The Rock.
Tim?
Rocky, Rocky, Rocky.
Down to our final four, the semifinals. The Undertaker versus Kurt Angle. Omega?
The Undertaker.
Casey?
As someone seethes in the background.
Casey?
Taker.
Tim?
What's the matchup?
The Undertaker moves on to the finals.
Well, who did he take on?
Kurt Angle.
Yeah, no, it's Undertaker.
Shawn Michaels versus The Rock.
Ooh.
It's tougher than it seems.
No, it seems really tough.
So who you got?
I don't know.
You gotta make a pick.
I know. Shawn.
Casey?
I'm gonna go with Shawn.
Tim?
Wait a minute, the matchup is Michaels versus The Rock? This, I don't, I'm surprised because that's actually what I had on my bracket. Sean.
For third place, The Rock versus Kurt Angle.
The Rock.
Casey?
The Rock.
Tim?
The Rock versus Kurt Angle, The Rock.
Alright, The Rock finishes third. The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels in your main event.
Who would have thought it'd come down to this?
Not me.
The WWE bookers about three times.
Oh my god.
It's the WrestleMania versus the streak.
Yeah, that's where it boils down to, yeah. But go with performances, like, you know, Undertaker had some sinkers.
Yeah, those weren't exactly all his fault.
Yeah, and Shawn took 4 years off.
He had to find a smile.
No. He had to find a back surgeon.
Listen, if I needed a back surgeon, I wouldn't be smiling, so yeah.
No, he had to find a smile when he didn't want to drop the bread again.
Yeah.
So who you picking, Omega?
The Undertaker.
Casey?
Taker.
Tim?
Taker.
The Undertaker is the all-time greatest WrestleMania performer.
We just spent an hour
telling you what you already knew.
I feel like somebody manipulated somebody else.
Maybe, but that's okay. We filled in an hour of content. That's what counts.
That's what matters at the end of the day.
When we planned this out, we didn't think the world was coming to an end. But hey, here we are. And that was our show.
That's it, everybody. It's a short and sweet. And yeah, I know we didn't touch on any of the news. We'll do that when we come back next episode. We just wanted to take a break from the world tonight. And we, in all seriousness and in my deliberately bad humor aside, bad jokes aside, should say bad humor, it's bad jokes. I hope that at least we brought you 60 minutes of a distraction. I'm going to say thank you very much to my good buddy Kyle Keishi Matsunaga for joining us. Thanks, Keishi.
Anytime I'm available.
All right. Well, you know what? We just may hold you to that. You never know. Omega, I'm going to say to you, you got shit to do next Sunday. Is that still going on?
Tim, the world's ending. No, he has nothing going on next week. We're probably not. Okay. We'll probably figure out a show. That's how
so
this
we'll
goes.
we'll probably do another show. That being said, thanks a whole bunch for giving me a grin here and there tonight, Omega.
It's okay. I have a mute button.
That's all that matters. Rock, go fuck yourself.
Tomorrow night is the Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll have everything that goes down on the exciting episode of Monday Night Raw. It's Austin, Edge, and Taker will be there, so it's gotta be good, right?
Well, you know, Friday Night SmackDown was pretty interesting at the Performance Center, so why not Raw?
See how they fill 3 hours?
Right?
We'll figure out 3 hours. We'll figure it out. Raw post at 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, we'll have the Rack Extra Reviews, WWE Beyond Extreme, the brand new book from TK Publishing. We'll have a brand new review out for you to check out on Tuesday when the book drops. Go to WWE Shop or Amazon and buy the book.
Oh! Thursday night. You know what I really need Thursday night? I need to listen to the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rock Radio Show, 10 o'clock Eastern with your host, Lindsay Ward.
Do it. Also follow her on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward. Do it. Follow that channel. I will have news, NXT, discussion, all that fun stuff. The Rock, Thursday night at 10.
You fucked up. Instead of me for a change.
Whatever.
Saturday night's midnight Eastern, as close as I get to it. The show that we ripped tonight's program off of. It's CB Radio.
Yeah, we did pies last night.
That's because yesterday was Pie Day.
It was.
And if you're on Twitter, follow Ali Spagnolia because it was funny. She had this like mile-wide pizza, and she actually rattled off pi to like the 20th decimal point in like 3 seconds. It was fun.
Check out the great program known as CBRadio Live this Saturday night, midnight-ish. CBRadioLive.com, greaterthangreatdebate.com.
Next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. Looks like we might be doing something, so you might want to tune in to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio. we're gonna have, we'll have some news and updates if there are any to be had. We'll talk about them. But we just might, come on and shoot the shit again. We'll see what happens next Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here. Wild Talk Radio Network. WTR Sunday Night.
WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Omega, plug your stuff.
So, my stuff can generally be found under one name unless you want to check me out on Facebook. There you can follow me under TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, find TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel. And for a little bit more that YouTube doesn't want me to post there, it is over at tjomega.net.
Casey, you have stuff to plug?
I do. I have a Twitter. Sometimes I'm on it more often now than usual because there's really nothing else to do. You can find me on Twitter at Kyle Driver. So just take the word pile driver and replace the P with a K. Same thing on Instagram that I never go on, but I do have pictures of basically nothing on there. I also have a fan page on Facebook, Keishi Matsunaga, if you want to go and follow me on that. Usually I try to post about local shows that I will be participating in. That is everything.
All right, no more other plugs. This has been...
Whoa, how dare you?
Oh, wait, right. Use credit code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite. Hashtag at my partner. And follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WGLive. Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangular button above the screen. Good night, chat. We're done.
No.
We're done.
No.
Bye.
No, how dare you do that?
Bye. You gonna say it?
I'll kill you. Before he does something stupid, follow me on Twitter. At Flames Forums. Or at Voicing Sanity, if you want to get the politically incorrect and the serious side of me.
There you go. He's also coming up with a
trouble. You're in a lot of trouble, mister.
Yeah, sure. We'll see you next Sunday night for another edition, maybe, of WTR Sunday Night. All week long. Alone in Arizona, Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at WildTalkRadioNetwork.com. Or
yeah,
WildTalkRadio.com. Say goodnight, Tim.
You're getting booked a job for the next month and a half.
Oh, you might be wrestling me then.
Radio.com.